News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The most pointless article of clothing in history has met its end. That is according to Liam Collins of the Irish Independent, who believes the necktie has become a thing of the past. And he joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Liam.
Good morning, Ciara.
Is it dead and buried?
I think so. I mean, when you see a Minister for Finance coming out with an open neck shirt, as Jack Chambers did during the week, I think it's definitely the end of the tie. You couldn't imagine years ago, Micheál Martin, Albert Reynolds or Ray McSharry, you know, they always appeared in public, no matter what, whether official or unofficial. They'd appear with wearing a tie. And I just think that when I saw that picture, it kind of made me look around. And you see chief executives, business people, it is really, I think, is the end of the road for the tie.
I think you're right. And someone texted the show this morning because we were talking about you coming on the show, and they said Tony Gregory was the first politician to ever enter the Dáil without a tie. And there was consternation at the time and much criticism of him, in fact. But I think you are right. Times have utterly changed. Is that just a fashion, though? I mean, our tie, could they come back again? I'm wondering, because I think ties are almost seen among some people as old fashioned. It's like kind of a retro thing.
Exactly. I think that's it. I mean, if you look back years ago, there were shops catering just for people buying ties, and they've all gone.
That's right. And in fact, they were called the tie shop.
That's right.
Quite pithily.
And it's just, I think people, I mean, I was never very fond of a tie myself, but sometimes you did have to wear one. But I think now people just see it as a useless kind of, why bother?
They're a bit of an anachronism, because shirts used to be granddad shirts with attachable collars, and then the tie kind of kept that stiff attachable or detachable collar closed, she said, raking back into the annals of time. So the tie had a function that was lost over time when people got those, you know, off the peg kind of shirts with collars.
But we kept them on. Yeah. The only time you ever see young people wearing a tie, I think, is Leopardstown on St. Stephen's Day,
true,
you know, where the young guys go to the races. I think the Dickie bow is still a kind of a fashion statement for some people, but the tie has just outlived its.
I was thinking the only time we actually see ties with any real sort of frequency, now that I think about it, is school kids.
Yeah, and even then, I think that's going out of fashion as well. You know, I think people just have decided that this buttoned up look doesn't suit the modern life, you know. And it's, I mean, I never got the point of it, really. You put this thing around your neck. There are older people who believe firmly that you couldn't go out without a tie.
For sure.
But I think it's really the end.
I think you may be right, Liam. Look, thank you for coming on and speaking to us this morning. We absolutely appreciate it. That is Liam Collins there of the Irish Independent. Niall in Dublin says, all this talk of the end of the tie. I work in tech and the tech bros don't even wear shoes. I kid you not. They wear sliders and white socks, and another guy wears slippers into the work. Both are in the canteen and around the general building.
Yeah, that sliders and white socks.
Yeah,
look, it's quite a London look, and it's definitely come here.
My kids wear them.
Oh yeah, so do mine. Yeah. So do mine. I'm not sure about it for work, though. I think there is a line. And that's the danger.
I wouldn't be surprised if Shane Coleman appears in sliders and socks coming to an office near you soon at some point.
I don't think so.
What fashion haven't you conquered at this point?
Sliders and white socks, I think.
Watch this space this morning.
Listen, that is our lot for today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.